Hey, good morning. 8:14, happy Monday. Hunter is out sick today. He's not feeling well. Poor little guy. He's sick. He's not feeling well. Luckily, we have been graced with Kiki's presence.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, you have. So you get her for even more hours today.
Do you see that Hunter left his little cat toy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I already showed people it on the video this morning. It's ridiculous.
It's so weird.
He's a toddler.
He is. It's like a kid's. He's got a spider on top of his mic. He's got a cat toy hanging
from it. He didn't even take
it home to his cat. It was supposed to be a gift to his cat. He decided to keep it and play with it here.
That's his. That is so his weird now. He is not going to share. Of course, I can't really talk. I have a bunch of action figures and comic books up front here. So
I know. Both of you.
What?
Steph was right. She was right. Hunter was complaining the other day, but Steph was right. You guys are like children in here. It's just like a man's, it's like a toddler's cave.
Highly functioning
children.
Not
even a man's
children.
Cave in here.
Toddler cage?
Toddler cave.
Or cave? Cage? Toddler cage?
Cage?
Whoa. Telling a lot about my childhood. Anyway, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
If you're going to commit a crime, wouldn't you want to wear something that doesn't make everyone stare at you, right? Look at him, what the hell? There's a 27-year-old woman named Ashley Curry in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, just south of you.
Okay.
Arkansas makes Missouri actually look good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, she just learned this lesson the hard way, is to not wear a disguise that draws attention to yourself.
What sort of disguise did she wear?
She was busted last Tuesday afternoon shoplifting Flonase nasal spray from a Walmart.
So she wasn't feeling well.
That Flonase is addicting.
It is.
Really clears out the sinuses. Not as good as Afrin, but still pretty good. She was dressed in a full-body cow costume.
Oh, no.
Head to toe, complete with pink udders on the stomach. When I first read the headline, I thought you were down in Arkansas shoplifting.
I do love my onesies.
You do.
Now, was she using the onesie as, like, to stuff the
Flonase?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. That's a picture of it right there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she sticks out.
The police didn't say why she was in the costume. Maybe it was a Halloween theme.
It doesn't even cover her face.
No, it doesn't. It's not.
There was no reason to wear that. It gave her no nothing. It gave her no what's the word?
Coverage, disguise.
Yeah, no, I mean, no disguise. It gave her no disguise.
It looks like it has a hood, but she didn't wear it. Anyway, when the cop went to search her, she told him to, quote, suck a pink cow udder. Hey, you suck a pink cow udder, sir. It's not clear if that was an insult or a bribe. Either way, she was arrested for shoplifting.
She was wearing.
And
it
resisting
does,
arrest.
Because the cow outfit does have these massive pink udders
it does.
On them.
Hey, suck a pink cow udder, buddy.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to use that from now. That's my new insult.
It's not even an insult.
I'm going to pull it. If someone's.
Unless you're wearing a cow costume with pink udders on it, it doesn't make sense. It made sense for her because she was
Guess what I'm wearing from here on out because it's worth it. Suck a pink cow udder, buddy. Fantastic. That's your WTF.